You're listening to Agent-Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
Your AI implementation is failing, not because the tools are wrong, not because the models are weak. It's failing because your operating structure can't convert local wins into enterprise impact. That's the pattern I see in every engagement. Ambitious outcomes, unclear sequence, strong functional leaders pulling in four different directions, pockets of AI success that make great demos, but never show up on the P&L. P&L, here's what's actually happening. Leadership sets bold AI targets, fine, but there's no shared understanding of the order in which constraints have to fall. Product wants one thing, engineering wants another, finance is optimizing for margin, risk is optimizing for stability, every function is locally rational and globally incoherent. You end up with AI wins that live in a single team, a single use case, a single department. They never compound, they never reach EBITDA. And the governance you've built? It protects stability. It also blocks learning and throughput. You build guardrails so tall that nothing moves. Your organization is safe from risk and safe from results. The tools work. The models work. Your operating structure doesn't. That's what needs to change. Let me walk you through what a fix actually looks like. Not a strategy deck, not a consulting engagement that produces slides and walks away. A decision instrument. 4 sessions, 4 to 6 weeks. Every leader who matters in every room that matters. Point O's. The first thing we do is a diagnostic, 12 to 20 stakeholder interviews across every function that touches delivery. We map the value stream from idea to production, every handoff, every wait state, every approval gate. What comes out of that is a bottleneck register with quantified impact estimates, time, cost, opportunity, and a constraint heat map by function that shows exactly where your operating system loses value. Once you can see the constraints, you evaluate 4 paths. Form in place. Rewire the existing structure around AI native delivery. Build a parallel model, stand up a new operating unit alongside the legacy org, outsource selected capabilities, move non-core functions to specialized partners, or a hybrid, combine elements based on what your specific constraints demand. One path gets chosen, the alternatives get documented with trade-offs, the decision criteria are explicit, time to impact, cost and margin effect, risk exposure, capability durability, governance and compliance fit. Now here's how the 4 sessions work. 1. Define the end state. 2.5 to 3 hours. CEO, CTO, CFO, CHRO, product engineering risk, all in the room. The output is a 1-page end state definition, success metrics with actual definitions, and decision rights with constraints. 1 session, 1 page, 1 shared truth. Without this, everything after it is theater. Session 2 is the diagnostic work. 1 to 2 weeks, that's where the 12 to 20 interviews happen. Value stream mapping, bottleneck quantification. The output is a current state operating map, the bottleneck register, and the constraint heat map by function, and a memo we call what is true, uncomfortable facts, neutral language, clear evidence. This phase prevents wishful planning. You can't design a path to the future if you're lying to yourself about the present. 3. Choose the path. 3 to 4 hours. You evaluate the 4 strategic options against 5 decision criteria. Time to impact at 90, 180, and 365 days. Total cost and margin implications. Whether the capability transfer sticks, execution risk and blast radius, whether your talent model can support it, and governance complexity. You walk through each option, then pressure test it by function. Finance, legal, people, delivery, then scenario modeling, then the decision gate, ownership assignment, execution direction, communications posture. No, we should explore all options further ending. You leave with a decision. 1.0s, session 4, the executive decision brief, 2 to 3 hours. This is where strategy becomes a plan you can actually hand to your board. A 90-day execution blueprint, a 12-month operating roadmap, workstream structure and governance cadence, resourcing model and budget implications, a risk register with owners and triggers, and the executive communication narrative for the board and top leadership. The whole thing runs in about 6 weeks. Pre-work, then sessions and diagnostics in weeks 1 through 4, then governance launch and execution stand-up in weeks 5 and 6. Here's where most consulting engagements end. You get a deck, maybe a roadmap. Then the consultants leave and nothing changes. This is different. The output is an operating system. And the operating system has 3 tiers that replace the committee culture that stalled your last transformation. Stream operating review covering delivery, people, and risk. Each work stream has a single accountable owner with explicit KPI targets, no shared ownership, no diffuse responsibility. Monthly, an executive steering review, cross-functional alignment check, blockers get escalated, resolved, or killed. Quarterly, a board-level checkpoint, progress against the 12-month roadmap, risk register updated, go or no-go on the next phase. Enterprise pattern I see repeats the same failure. Ambitious outcomes with unclear sequencing, strong leaders with conflicting incentives, local wins that never reach the P&L. So here's the ask. Commit 4 sessions and 4 to 6 weeks. What you get is a board-grade decision package, a 90-day execution plan with named owners and explicit KPIs, a 12-month roadmap with quarterly board checkpoints and phase gates, a risk register with mitigations, a board communication narrative, a clear story for the board, the leadership team, and the organization. This isn't a slide deck that sits in a shared drive. It's an operating system, governance cadence, decision rights, failure triggers, an execution blueprint your team runs on Monday morning. Own fives. The only question is whether you start this month or lose another.
That's it for this one. More at agentdriveanddevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on. That's it for this one. More at agentdriveanddevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.